Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Professor Sterley. Go Astros, regardless of what Senator Ben Sasse may say, we're behind you. And thank you, Claude, for the very kind introduction. It's always an honor to do this. It was an honor to do it with Professor Robertson. And I try to honor him by the effort that we put into this. But we're mindful of everything that he did so that we can attempt to carry on that tradition. And thank you for the panel for allowing me and Professor Sterley to do this. I will talk first about what would a CLE during a pandemic be without a discussion of the coronavirus. And this first case will be found on page 15 of your materials. It's the Ma case versus Carnival Corporation. And it deals with a couple that boarded a Carnival cruise ship in Chile and departed on March 5th. And 12 days into the cruise, they learned that they would not be able to leave the cruise ship. And a couple of days after that, they'd found out that everybody had to be temperature checked on the cruise ship. By March 19, they docked in Buenos Aires and 500 passengers got off, but not the Ma's. They stayed on. And by March 30, Mr. Ma started to have fever and severe symptoms such that he had to go down to the medical facility on the ship and be checked out. It was around that same time, the end of March, so roughly 26 days into this cruise, that the cruise ship said that everyone had to self-isolate. Before that, according to the complaint, the passengers had free rein of the ship. And I should say, this comes about, these facts all come about by virtue of a 12B6 motion. So these are the allegations in the complaint, taken as true for purposes of Rule 12B6. But carrying on around that time, the end of March, the beginning of April, Mr. Ma's condition becomes much worse, and the vessel at this point had never docked in the United States. It intended to go to Fort Lauderdale. They could not dock in Fort Lauderdale because Fort Lauderdale wouldn't let them in, so they had to dock in Miami. They arrived April 4, and that was the first time that they touched the territorial seas of the United States, and on that day, 10 p.m., April 4, Mr. Ma finally got off of the vessel via ambulance and was taken to the hospital and died 2 years later. I'm sorry, 2 hours later. The Ma's filed in state court in Los Angeles, and the cruise ship removed, and they removed on the basis of the ticket contract that has a forum selection clause. And that forum selection clause says that your claim has your passenger claim for injury and other types of claims has to be brought in federal court if it can be brought in federal court, otherwise in state court. Here, there would not normally be a basis for removal because there was no diversity and we cannot remove into admiralty. But the ticket contract also provides that the passengers waive any objection to filing in the designated courts so that when the cruise company, Carnival, removed the Ma's, when they filed the motion to remand, had effectively waived the right to remand. And one of the arguments that the Ma's made was that, well, we can't by virtue of a forum selection clause create removal jurisdiction, but because the defects as to removal into admiralty, for example, are procedural and not substantive, they can be waived. And they were here by virtue of the ticket contract. So the Ma's were in federal court, specifically the Central District of California. The cruise ship moved to dismiss all of the Ma's claims on the basis that general maritime law applied. This was really an easy decision for the court. It happened on a cruise ship. It was meets the locality requirement. The connection to maritime commerce was there because of the significant relationship to a traditional maritime activity carrying passengers on water and the disruptive impact of something like this certainly is there with regard to coronavirus. The more interesting question had to do with dosha. And that led to a very short snippet of the opinion devoted to, well, where did this happen? And this is fairly common in the few coronavirus cases that I've seen and seen in my practice, where you have to try to figure out where was the exposure that led to the infection. Did it happen at home? Did it happen on navigable waters? Did it happen at work, but on an area that isn't covered by either a maritime statute or maritime law? And here, the specific issue was, did it happen on the high seas? Well, that too was fairly easy because under DOSHA, the statute extends even to the territorial seas of other sovereigns, not so under other statutes like the Longshore Act. So the Maas boarded on March 5th. They never got off the ship. And even though they docked at various ports, even if he was infected there, DOSHA would still apply, because DOSHA looks to whether or not the wrongful act occurs beyond 3 nautical miles from the shores of the United States. And here, that had to have happened under the facts where the Maas never got off of the vessel. So the Maas are in federal court, and the judge dismissed all of their claims and ordered them to replead by next week. I'll turn it back over to Michael to talk about negligent third parties and Himalaya clauses.